School bus drivers have an often thankless task, shuttling dozens of rowdy children in un-air-conditioned buses. But if you happen to be walking through a certain neighborhood in Bethesda, Maryland this past week, you would have seen crowds of grateful parents gathered at school bus stops. They were there to send off driver Irene Winstead on the last bus ride of her career.
Purple flowers for the purple bus driver.
As the kids climbed into the bus, some gave Winstead hugs, and they filled her lap with cards and letters and bundles of flowers.
Well, thank you.
I'll get some water when I get to the school and put them in.
Irene Winstead started driving a school bus almost 20 years ago after working as a cashier at a grocery store. Since then, she's seen her tiny riders grow into adults.
It's the last day.
I'm not standing up. I'm on my knees.
As long as you have good kids, it's a pretty good job. I can tell when they have a problem, you know, and I guess I just have that motherly instinct, you know. One of my high school girls yesterday, she gave me a present. She said, I'm really going to miss you, Irene. She says, I'm going to miss you waiting for me when I'm running down the street with no shoes on. Because she ran down the street. She was carrying her shoes. She didn't have time to put her shoes on.
We're all going to deeply, deeply miss you, but we wish you the best, and we understand why you're doing what you're doing.
My name is Kim Griffith,
and we wanted to have a party for Irene because Irene has been just a wonderful bus driver. I can remember back when my son was just starting school. We had just moved here from another town, and Irene got off the bus, talked to my son, said, come on, Charlie, get on the bus. You know, you can sit right by me. She made him feel welcome, especially because it's hard to be, you know, the new kid.
Margie Cole, you're running for the bus, and there's Irene holding the bus for you. And if your child says, oh, I forgot my instrument, she'll let them run home to the house, run in the house, get the instrument, and she'll wait for the bus. Or if you're at the bus stop and the bus, you know, she's ready to close the door, and she'll look and she'll ask if she notices someone is missing, a child is missing. She'll say, oh, do you know if they're coming today? And she'll hold the bus. If, do you want to go knock on their door? And we have a scrapbook for Irene. She doesn't know it yet, but everyone submitted photos of their children.
That was Irene right there, holding the baby. So it tells you she loves kids.
There are pictures of children that are now in college or even graduated, and the parents provided photos when their kids were little bus riders.
Do you want me to open all this now?
Yes, we'd like
to. I wrote a letter. You want me to read the letter?
Yeah.
To all my wonderful parents. Now I'll just cry. We have shared all of our good times. We have laughed and had fun. I have driven your children in rain, sleet, snow, and sun. I have cared for your children as if they were my own. There is a part of my heart where you will all stay. God bless and keep every one of you. This I pray. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. We're going to miss you.
Bye. Bye, Alex. Don't play no tricks on anybody else.
Bye, my little chatty Kathy.
To see pictures of Irene Winstead on her last day driving a school bus, you can go to our website, npr.org.